I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, we will revisit Rio a year after the 2016 Olympics. But now it's time for my discussion of the week's news with Charlie Pierce. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
The result of Major League Baseball's All-Star Game no longer determines which team will get home field advantage in the World Series, and I wonder if that's why the players seem to be having such fun at this year's game. Catcher Yadier Molina taking pictures with the umpire and wearing a shiny chest protector that looked like he belonged in a Hercules movie. This is great stuff.
This is a lot of fun, although Yadier Molina looked more like C-3PO than anything else.
I guess we take our references where we can find them. Alex Rodriguez took advantage of the All-Star break to announce in a New York Post column his four-point plan to save baseball. Here it is. Live pregame cameras in the batting cages, weight rooms, and bullpens at all 30 MLB ballparks. A partnership with Google to display fun facts about players when they come up to bat. $10 Tuesdays. And microphones on every player, manager, and coach during every game. I don't know whether baseball needs saving, and I don't know whether these innovations would do the trick. What do you think?
Oh, man, though, I'm all in for $10 Tuesdays. Are you kidding? The rest of the stuff, I could care less about seeing players in the weight room, to be perfectly honest with you, but I'm sure there's an audience for it out there. I'm all in for $10 Tuesdays.
The Chicago Cubs recently gave up a raft of top prospects to acquire left-handed pitcher Jose Quintana from the White Sox on Thursday. Does this make the Cubs, the defending champs, even better?
Well, it better because they're not playing real well right now.
No, they're not.
It gives them another starting pitcher. It gives them a left-hander. He's fairly young. He's kind of a workhorse. He's thrown 200 innings every year for the last 4 years. This is the kind of deal that Theo Epstein makes. This is the reason Theo Epstein builds farm systems.
Las Vegas bookies are very happy that the Chicago Cubs won the World Series last fall, but why has it taken them so long to realize how happy they are about that?
For the same reason that I still have my $2 ticket from the Belmont when American Pharoah won the Triple Crown. People aren't cashing the checks. People are saving them and, you know, handing them down to hopefully to a child or a grandchild who's smarter than Grandpa was and will go cash and make some money.
The New York Knicks have a successor to former GM and Zen master Phil Jackson. What do you think? Will Scott Perry cure what has been ailing the Knicks for some time?
I don't know. Did they change owners? Because, again, this is the problem. The great unsolvable problem for every fan base is a bad owner, and the Knicks have a bad owner.
Boxer Floyd Mayweather and MMA fighter Conor McGregor have begun a promotional tour for their August 26th boxing match, and it's been fairly entertaining. I wonder if it'll end up being more entertaining than when they meet in the ring.
I hate this event. I hate this event with the heat of a thousand suns. It's a circus. It's ridiculous. They're using the foulest possible methods to promote it. I hope everybody involved loses their shirts, which apparently Conor McGregor doesn't really need anyway because he rarely wears one. You know, just get this out of my face. Seriously. I have not been offended by a sporting event like this in a long time.
The International Olympic Committee announced on Tuesday that they are awarding the 2024 Games and the 2028 Games at the same time. This is going to take place in September. They've never had a doubleheader like this before. Why now?
Well, I assume it's just a bookkeeping technique. It's easier to, like, keep track of two sets of prizes at one time than spread them out over 8 years. So that's exactly what I think is going on.
All right. I have another theory that I want to run by you on this.
Okay.
They've got some bidders now. And if they hesitate with the 2028 Olympics, more cities may recognize they don't really want to host the Olympics at all. And the gravy train the IOC has been riding forever might end. What do you think about that?
That's entirely possible, too. I put nothing beyond these people, as you know. And... they may just want to lock in a couple of cities and then hope for the best in 2032.
Chuck Blazer died this week. He was known to many within the swamp that is FIFA as Mr. 10%. I can't imagine how he earned that nickname. Anyway, then he became known as the wealthy FIFA potentate who had thrown lots of other FIFA potentates under the bus to at least somewhat save himself. And apparently, some of what he told investigators will live on to the dismay of his former associates, meaning there are tapes. And so perhaps haven't heard the last of Chuck Blazer.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, this is the one that eventually brought down Sepp Blatter.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a significant figure in the history of international soccer. And we'll just leave it at that.
And finally, Charlie, we learned this week that Andy Roddick has thrown away his many tennis trophies, and his wife, model Brooklyn Decker, was out of town when he did it, and she says that he broke her heart. I would think most wives would be all for their husbands tossing away old trophies, but I guess in this case I'd be wrong.
She apparently liked them. Maybe she has a gift for decorating with large gold cups.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated from time to time. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.